this place tonight. If you do, lift those hands and praise Him. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You can be seated. I don't know what's going to happen. We're going to sing a little. We're going to preach a little. And we'll sing some more. But I feel something stirring inside of me. Came across this verse this past week. Psalm 20, verse 2. Send thee help from the sanctuary. Keep that up there. Send the help from the sanctuary. Where are we at right now? Where are we at right now? We are in the sanctuary. Somebody needs help. And this was the prayer. Send help from the sanctuary. I am sick and tired of people not getting help in the sanctuary. I am sick and tired of people coming to church looking for something and not getting what they're looking for. Sick and tired of people coming to church fighting battles, and when they leave, they still feel like they're not getting victory over the battle they're fighting. The psalmist said, send help from the sanctuary. Ladies and gentlemen, when you come into the house of God, this is the one place, this is the absolute one place that you should feel like you come. And when you come in here, there ain't a devil in hell that can hinder God from moving on your life. Send help from the sanctuary. I believe somebody came in here tonight and you need help. You came to the right place. I believe somebody came in here tonight and you're looking for something. Well, let me encourage you. You are in the right place, because we don't know how to entertain you. We don't know how to tickle ears, but we know how to pray and get in touch with a God that can reach further down than you could ever reach up. Somebody praise Him right now. Send help. I want to see the day come that when people need help, they're picking up the phone, they're calling the church. Send help. I want to see people come in here on Sunday. I'm here because I need help. Well, guess what? You in the right place. Send help. Send help. My God. We become preachers that want to preach cool sermons with fancy titles that help nobody. We want to sing pretty songs that don't stir up nothing. We want to have meetings and fellowship, but we're not helping. We need to get back to where we can care less if we're the best preachers and the best singers. We're going to the house of God. We're getting in contact with Jesus, and we're going to get help in the sanctuary. I don't know about you, but if I come to church with a need, I want to leave knowing that my God will supply my need according. Send the help from the sanctuary, and strengthen thee out of Zion. You know what that means? This is pretty much what the writer's saying. Support. When you go to church, that's exactly what you should be getting. Let it linger. You should be getting support. How? I will lift your hands up, and I will keep you up for as long as I can. Because I know there's things you fear that's coming near you. And I know that your body may be failing you, but there's a fire that burns inside of us. And if you can't carry your fire tonight, I will carry the fire for you. If you can't worship tonight, I will worship for you. If you can't touch heaven tonight, I will touch heaven for you. Because from the sanctuary comes help. I will carry the fire. I will carry the fire. I will carry the fire for you. I will carry the fire. I will carry the fire. I will carry the fire for you. There's help here. I will carry the fire. I will carry the fire. I will carry the fire for you. Ma'am, I don't know what you're going through, but you're in a place where you can get help tonight. I will carry the fire. I will carry the fire. I will carry the fire for you. Sing that first verse.
I will hold your hand up.
I'll hold it up.
As long as I can love.
I'll hold as long as I can.
Through the powers rise against us.
I don't care what comes against us.
Through the fears that sell you.
Yes.
And your body may fail you.
Yes.
There's a fire that burns within.
And I'm not going to let your fire go out. I will carry the fire for you. Why don't you find somebody right now that you can help them carry and help them right now? I will carry the fire. I will carry the fire.
I will carry the fire for you.
Oh, let's lift our hands and praise Him. I will carry it for you because there is help in the sanctuary. Keep praying. Unto thee will I cry, O Lord, my rock. Be not silent to me, lest if thou be silent to me, I become like them that go down into the pit. The writer's saying, God, I feel like I'm at my wit's end. I feel like I'm at death's door. I feel like it's about over. If you don't do something, God, I'm nothing but dust. Hear the voice of my supplication. Because when I cry unto thee, when I lift up my hands toward the holy oracle means sanctuary, because that's the one place that the psalmist knew you couldn't shut God up. You can't shut God up in the church. You can't shut God up in the tabernacle. You're in a place right now, Satan can't hinder you. The devil can't stop God. If you can just keep those hands raised, open your heart and keep that fire stirred, God will do something for you. I will carry the fire for you. Lord, I will carry the fire. Carry the fire. I'll carry the fire for you. One more time, I will carry.
I will carry the fire.
And daughters, and we hold our hearts before us, and we look to the distance. Lord, we raise our resistance in the faces of forces gathered against us, and we dream in the night of a king and his kingdom. Where joy rise to songs and the innocent sing them. I will carry the fire. I will carry the fire. I will carry the fire for you.
I will carry the fire.
sing. Oh, sing on, sing on, yes, Lord. Oh, sing on, sing on. Oh, sing on, sing on.
When your hope,
when your hope is gone, sing on.
Do it again.
Oh, sing on, sing on. Oh, sing on, sing on. Oh, sing on, sing on. When your hope is gone, sing on. And we dream in the night of a city descending with the sun in the center and peace never ending. I will carry the fire.
I will carry the fire. Will
carry the fire for you. When you went into the house of God, there was a fire burning, and it was the rule, you do not let it go out. We were flame keepers, and if they saw it going out, it was their job to kindle it and stir it up. If you feel your fire going out tonight, stir it up. Because without the fire, there's no help in the sanctuary. I will carry the fire.
I will carry the fire. I'll carry the fire for you.
Sell you and your body may fail you. There's a fire that burns within us. And we dream in the night of a city descending with the sun in the center and peace unending. I will carry the fire. Softly, keep praying. I gotta obey the Holy Ghost. Here's what's really been going through my mind all service, even when I was praying. When you look around, I'm gonna use an example. I hope I don't offend anybody. But you got the Bowleys here. God bless you. And I mean no offense, but they're not spring chickens anymore. But see, We're used to people like that carrying the fire. You can be seated if you want. We're used to the Bowleys carrying the fire. We're used to Brother Smith carrying the fire. He's not here. We're used to Sister White, Elder Sister White carrying the fire. She's not here. She's not here. It's time these young people stepped up and started carrying some fire. And I'm not talking just about kids. I'm talking about you middle-aged and young adults. Because here's what's missing. Here's what's missing in so many churches. That group that carried the fire in, that group that got the altar on fire, that group that got revival burning in the church, they're going off to their dream because they dream in the night of a city descending. Well, they've already got called away. And what are we going to do? What are we going to do when the Bowleys are not here anymore? What are we going to do when Sister Smith's not here anymore? What are we going to do when all the hoary-head people here are gone? Huh? What are you going to do? If you don't start carrying the fire now, you will not carry it then. Because all you will be left with is ashes. And it is hard to start a fire with nothing but ash. And we cannot expect them to come in here and carry the church anymore. They're too weary. Something just tells me you got a lot on your plate right now. We need young people to start carrying the fire. How do we do it? You get out and you start worshiping and you gather around these people. Come on out here. Come on out. Ain't nothing wrong with this. You find somebody, just put your arm around them, and while worship's going on, just walk around the church with them. I will carry the fire. I will carry the fire. I will carry the fire for you. You see, there might be times this brother right here needs some help. He needs some help carrying his fire. And this right here could encourage him so much. You know what them bullies would feel like if some of the young people just gathered around them, put their arms around them, and worshiped with them? You know what Sister Smith would feel like if some of the young people just gathered around and started worshiping? Let me tell you what would happen. Revival. Because what they got going to rub off on them kids. That's what's going to happen. When you get out and start moving like this, something's going to happen. No, it's crazy. It's crazy. This is Pentecost, man. We were called drunk on day one. And we still drinking at the same fountain. And we still burning the same flame. God bless. This is that, folks. Still carry the fire for you. Lord, I will carry. I will carry the fire. I will carry the fire. I will carry the fire for you. I don't want to embarrass you, Braden. Will you and Jonah come up here? I will carry the fire. I will carry the fire. One of you get on this side, the other get on the other side of me. And we're going to have to dodge some steps. We can do this.
I will carry the fire. I will carry the fire. I will carry the fire for you.
We're going to keep this church burning one way or the other.
I will carry the fire. I will carry the fire. I will carry the fire for you.
See, right now it just looks like we're walking. And that's fine. If that's all you guys do at first is walk, that's fine. But one night they're going to take a step. And they're going to get wet in the water of the Holy Ghost. And before you know it, they're going to be crying. And the snot's going to be rolling. And a fire's going to be burning. And before you know it, this church done got relit. Carry the fire. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, gentlemen. Let's run a lap. I will
carry the fire. I will carry the fire. I will carry the fire for you.
Come on, somebody. Let's praise the Lord. I will carry.
fire. I will carry the fire. I will carry the fire for you.
Now, I don't want to embarrass you, man, but you look like you could carry some stuff. Come on, will you come out? I want you to pick somebody. Pick somebody to come with you, preferably a man. Carry the fire. We'll go this way. We'll just go up and down this aisle right here. We'll be different. I will
carry the fire. I will carry the fire. I will carry the fire.
Oh, sing it again. Let's see what you got here.
I will carry the fire.
You got a gentleman here that's put some time in. And you got some younger people helping him out. I remember the book of Exodus. Joshua said, if we keep Moses' hands up, we get victory. This is what we're doing. Let's go this way.
I will carry the fire. I will carry the fire. I will carry the fire for you.
Oh, you gentlemen, keep going that way. Make a lap for me, will you? Or go this way. You know?
Carry the fire.
Come on. Somebody's already stepping out. If you want to do it, do it. This is Pentecost.
Carry the fire for you. I will carry the fire. I will carry the fire. I will carry the fire for you.
I will hold your hand up. As long as I can, I will keep it up. Though the powers rise against us, and though your fears assail you, and your body fails you, there's a fire that burns within us. And this is what we'll do.
I will carry the fire.
Yes.
I will carry the fire. I'll carry the fire. I will carry the fire. I'll carry the fire for you. I will carry the fire. I will carry the fire. I will carry the fire for you. I will carry the fire.
still help in the sanctuary. Softly, let's thank God for what He's done. Fire for you. Every time I'm in this building, I'm going to worship with passion. And every time I preach here, I don't care if it's 5 or 100, I'm going to preach like the house is full and it's an overflow. That's how we're going to carry the fire. That's how I want the singers and musicians to be. You come in here, I don't care if it's just 2 people. You play like every angel in heaven's got a seat and paid ticket to get here. Caleb, when you preach at Salem, I don't care if there's a few or if there's many. You preach your guts out. You sweat every suit. I don't care if you got to make up words. You let them know, I'm carrying something. I'm carrying something that's real. And if you don't want it, you don't have to have it. But bless God, you in the sanctuary. And there's one place we are allowed to kick back and worship, and that's right here. There's one place you can speak in tongues till your brains fall out. That's right here. There's one place you can jump, shout, and holler. That is right here. Carry the fire. You stand or sit wherever you want to do. Let me tell you when this became a reality to me. A few days ago, Brother Paul Mooney died. There are 3 preachers in my life that made a huge impact on me. They are now all 3 dead. One of them who died years ago, I used to go to their house. I used to sit in front of him, and I would just listen to whatever he wanted to talk about. The other one lived far away, and my wife worked it out years ago to where I got to wait and spend a day with him. And it changed my life. And I called Brother Mooney pastor for, I don't know, 5 to 7 years. And every moment I was with him, it was an investment. I went and saw him 2 years ago. Worked it out with his family. Went to go there. Walked into his house, and I could tell the moment I laid eyes on him, this is not the same Paul Mooney. What did that line say in the song? And your body may fail you. He couldn't remember. There were things he could not remember that used to, he would never forget. And about 45 minutes into our visit, he started talking about the good old days, things about his mother I'd never even heard about, great stories. And he stopped and he started crying. I mean, crying like a baby. He said, you want to know something? I said, what's that? He said, people have had me preach for them all over the world. He said, I've preached all over the world. He couldn't remember what a lot of things were called. And I said, camp meetings? He said, yes. I said, conferences? Yes. He said, people have asked me to do that. And he's weeping. He said, tell me why. Why did they want to hear me? And I'd give $1 million for every preacher to be in the room when he said that, because it felt like the air got sucked out, time stood still, and there was one verse of scripture that passed through my mind that said, had it not been for the Lord, it was not him, it was God, but he allowed God to use him. And he has died, and Calvary Tabernacle still goes on, and the sun still rises. But the world was a better place because he was in it. And I was texting a preacher the other night. talking about his passing, and it just hit me like cold water. I am 50 years old. Used to, I was the young preacher that asked all the questions and chased down the old guys. The old guys are gone. And now I'm answering more questions than I'm asking. I have to carry the fire. There is no more Paul Mooney on earth. Think of your original pastors. They are gone. Somebody has to carry the fire. Somebody. Brother Smith's not here anymore. Somebody has got to carry the fire. His mother, not here anymore. Somebody has got to carry the fire. I'm getting sick and tired of people just looking around going, well, they'll be missed. Ah! It should be more than they'll be missed. When they leave, we should be asking ourselves, who's going to fill their shoes? Right. If he passed this week, are we just going to say, well, he'll be missed? If you passed away, are we just going to say, well, you'll be missed? Then we're going to come to church and act like everything's hunky-dory. We can do everything again. Somebody die. There's one less prayer in this church being prayed. There's one less heart that's concerned about you. Who's going to carry the fire? Who's going to carry the fire? And that's why. I mean, here we are, beginning of the year. I hope and pray we're all here at the end, myself included. Who knows? But that's why I want to help him carry. I want to help you carry. I want to help them carry. Because I want them to know what you did has not been ignored. We know it happened. And we will carry the fire. We will carry the fire. I'm not worthy. Shut that stuff up. But God didn't call me. Shut up. The moment you repented and were baptized and filled the Holy Ghost, you were called to be a vessel of God. Carry the fire. Or either sit there and just watch it go out. I refuse to watch it go out. Don't watch Salem go out. Don't watch East Liverpool go out. Don't sit there on your pew and see the faces not here and just be like, well, whatever. Especially if they're people that poured into the church. We got to carry the fire. I don't know why I'm saying this. This has been beating in my head for about 2.5 weeks. And then when he passed, it just became such a shouting in my head. I couldn't ignore it. We got to carry the fire. So I, as a preacher, I'm a keeper of the flame. He's a keeper of the flame. You're a keeper of the flame. Any other preacher in here, you are a keeper of the flame. If you are a dead preacher, you have failed. If you're one of them preachers that only studies when it's time to preach, you failed. Because you don't see what you are. If you only dig into the Bible because it's your turn to preach and teach, you fail. This should be your life's blood. You should be living it, eating it, thinking it, praying about it, dreaming about it. The Word of God should be everything to you because it's the kindling of our fire. It's not in growing beards and wearing blue jeans, as Brother Mooney used to say, and trying to fit in and be cool. It's preaching the Word. Being instant in season, out of season. It's telling it like it is, whether they like it or not. Preach the Word. Because that's what brings help in the sanctuary. You preach God is real now as you heard him when you were little. You preach it with passion now just like you did when you were little hearing them preach. You don't let the flame go out. Don't let it go out. Because if it goes out with us preachers, it is going to go out with them. I am a keeper of the flame. That means if I see your flame going out, I need to run back there and try to help you get it going again. I may not have a word for you. I may not be able to prophesy. But if nothing else, I can put my arm around you. And I can let you know you mean something to me. I know it when you're here. I know it when you're not here. You're just not a face. And I want to help you carry the fire. Can you think of someone right now that needs help and just close your eyes? Sing that chorus. Can you help them carry the fire? Proud of my son back there. Braden, you awake still? How you doing? He scores a lot of touchdowns in flag football. Teachers brag about him. But I don't know if I ever told you this. I'm going to tell you the proudest moment I ever had about you. You listening? I was preaching a revival in West Virginia. God moved, man. Altars full. And I felt a little bitty hand going to mine. And he grabbed it. And I'm praying with people. He just held my hand. And every now and then he'd nudge it. And I leaned down. He'd say, Dad, what are they doing? And I explained it. I'd ask the church some questions. And he'd shake my arm. He'd say, Dad, I got answers for you. Oh, you do? Yeah, here's my answer. And even when he let my hand go, everywhere I went, he would follow. That's the proudest moment of my life with you. Because that gives me hope that you're going to carry the fire. And I'm not putting pressure on him to be a preacher or a singer. If all he does is go to church, I'm happy. But that just lets me know, God, as he gets older, let him have more passion about carrying the fire, kicking a dumb ball, or throwing a dumb ball. Because that is taking the place of church. They're packing them in arenas. They're going nuts. Because they think that's where happiness is. That's where help is. It's right here. It's right here. It's right here. I'm done. Sing. Let's just pray. Whatever you want to do, do it.
I will carry the fire.